negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued generally steady on Thursday. Agricultural producer sentiment declined significantly last month by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 4th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Texas Panhandle through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was limited on light to moderate demand. So far this week, live sales are steady to $4 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $120 hundredweight, steady in Kansas at $119 to $120, and steady at $120 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade is steady with the upper end of last week's range at $190 to $191. Cattle futures, especially feeder cattle, faded early pressure to close mainly higher Thursday with continued support from higher wholesale beef values. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.54 higher, from 62 cents higher in spot August to $2.92 higher at the back. Live cattle futures closed an average of 60 cents higher, from 12 cents to $1.02 higher, except for an average of 44 cents lower in the front three contracts. Choice boxed beef cutout value is 39 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $340.55 a hundredweight. Select was $1.28 higher at $313.16. Grain markets were mainly lower on Thursday, with weather forecasts continuing to cast a shadow. Corn futures closed 6 to 13 cents lower through July of 22 and then mostly unchanged to fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 9 to 13 cents lower through Jan of 22 and then mostly a nickel higher, except for fractionally lower to 4 cents lower in a few middle contracts. Calves and feeder cattle traded at mainly higher prices at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 850 to 1,100 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, while heifers weighing 800 to 950 sold steady to $2 higher. There were 2,696 head on offer. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, steers sold steady and heifers sold steady to $2 higher, with 2,597 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, but steers weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds traded a dollar lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 and 750 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher. There are 2,471 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there are 2,380 head, steers weighing 675 to 975 pounds sold $4 to $10 higher, and heifers weighing 575 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 650 sold $4 to $6 higher. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $4 to $5 higher, and then $2 to $3 higher at weights heavier than 650 pounds. There are 2,237 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Steers weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds traded a dollar lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 pounds and 750 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher. There are 1,422 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday with uncertainty about the strength of the economy and anticipation over when the Federal Reserve might slow or stop support. Friday's jobs report is expected to give a strong indication of where the economy stands. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 23 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 142 points. Agricultural producer sentiment declined significantly last month, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Month to month, the index dropped 20 points to 158, the lowest level since September of last year. According to James Minter, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, the potential for changing tax rules and rising input costs appeared to be on producers' minds this month and were the primary drivers for the Ag Barometer's decline. More specifically, producer expectations for good versus bad times in U.S. agriculture shifted dramatically. In May, just 27% of respondents said they expect good times in U.S. agriculture during the next 5 years. That's the lowest reading in the survey's history and down 12 points from a month earlier. One driver appears to be the dichotomy between expectations in the crop sector versus the livestock sector. 54% of respondents said they expect widespread good times for the crop sector in the next 5 years, but just 26% of producers said they expect the same for the livestock sector. Minter says the difference in expectations for these two principal sectors of the ag economy could help explain why producers appear to be very bullish about farmland values and cash rental rates, while at the same time expressing less optimism about both current conditions and future expectations for the ag economy overall. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 4th of June. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.